ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 36. यत्र नारायणः साक्षात् भगवान् न्यासिना गतिः संस्तुयते सत्कथाशु मुक्तसंगै पुनः पुनः. यत्र नारायणः साक्षात् भगवान् न्यासिनां गतिः संस्तूयते सत्कथाशु मुक्तसंगै पुनः पुनः. यत्र नारायणः साक्षात् भगवान् न्यासिनां गतिः संस्तूयते सत्कथाशु मुक्तसंगै पुनः पुनः. यत्र नारायणः साक्षात् भगवान् न्यासिनां गतिः संस्तूयते सत्कथाशु मुक्तसंगै पुनः पुनः. यत्र वेर नारायणः लॉर्ड नारायण साक्षात् डायरेक्टली भगवान् द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड न्यासिनां ऑफ पर्सन्स इन द रिनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर ऑफ लाइफ गति ही द अल्टीमेट गोल संस्तूयते इज वर्शिप्ड सत्कथाशु बाय डिस्कसिंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल वाइब्रेशन Mukta Sangai. By those who are liberated from material contamination. Puna Punaha. Again and again. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder and chair of ISKCON. The Supreme Lord Narayana is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayana is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life, and Narayana is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Purport. The Mayavadis, sannyasis, are missing the real presence of Narayana. This is because they falsely claim to be Narayana himself. According to the customary etiquette of Mayavadi sannyasis, they address one another as Narayana. To say that everyone is a temple of Narayana is correct, but to accept another human being as Narayana is a great offense. The conception of Daridra Narayana, an attempt to identify the poor with Narayana, is also a great offense. Even to identify Narayana with demigod like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is an offense. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudradi Daivatai Samatveneva Tviksheta Sa Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. One who considers Lord Narayana on a level with great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed among non-believers. The fact is that by performing Sankirtan Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayana himself descends and immediately is present. In this age of Kali, Narayana is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Concerning Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam states, Krishna Varnam Pisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. After all, human life is meant for pleasing Narayana, and this can easily be done by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Whenever there is congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Gaur Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appears and is worshipped by Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, it is said that Narayana is Nyasinam, Nyasinam Gatihi, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is the attainment of Narayana. A Vaishnava sannyasi, therefore, dedicates his life to serving Narayana. He does not falsely claim to be Narayana. Instead of becoming Nirvaira, non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayana becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayana constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity and fraternity in human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hare Hare. So, in this verse, the Prachitas are praying. What is the goal of sannyasis? Right? So, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that the Mayavadi sannyasis, when they see each other, they address themselves as Namo Narayana. Right? So Srila Prabhupada says, actually, those who think that they become Narayana by addressing each other Narayana, they are actually very great offenders. Even actually Shankaracharya also, he recommended those who want to study Vedanta Sutra, first they must take sannyas. Right? So they have this understanding that if once you take sannyas, you become above three modes of nature and then you become like Narayana. But actually, Prabhupada condemned that thing. Once Allen Ginsberg, he mentioned he came to India and he caught up, you know, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Vrindavan and all. So when he went to Calcutta, he got influenced by Swami Vivekananda. So when he mentioned it to Srila Prabhupada, one holy man from Calcutta, I adore him. Srila Prabhupada immediately told on his face, he is a bogus fellow. Then Daridra Narayana concept is given by this Swami Vivekananda only. You know, so Srila Prabhupada, condemned this idea that it is a fact that Lord Narayana lives in everybody's heart. It doesn't mean that everybody becomes Lord Narayana, right? So, if we read Srila Prabhupada purports, on one hand, he was glorifying the holy name, the Lord Narayana. On the other hand, he is condemning the Mayavadis and their philosophy. You know, so it is very important. When Srila Prabhupada was in, he was recuperating in one guest house in, near San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada was served by Kirtanananda and other devotees, Govinda Das Mataji and all. Sometimes some devotees from San Francisco, when they would visit Prabhupada on the weekends and all. So one day Srila Prabhupada had a mock debate. So he made two groups. One group, they said they had to support Mayavadis, they have to preach Mayavad philosophy, and the other group, Vaishnava group, they have to defeat the Mayavadi groups, like that. So then they were having, and then one devotee would propose the Mayavad philosophy, and then another devotee is about to say something, Prabhupada would jump in and defeat Mayavad philosophy. Prabhupada would become so excited. And then one day Kirtananda Swami, he told, why all the time condemn Mayavadis? Why should we mind our own business and fix up in Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada rebuked him, because you are a Mayavadi, that's why you are saying like this. So that's why Srila Prabhupada was very strong on Mayavadi. So we should not think, we should simply mind our own business, chanting Hare Krishna. So, and then sannyasis especially, we should not associate sannyasis, hobnob, or deal with Mayavadi sannyasis, all this, very dangerous. We should not be friendly with these Mayavadi sannyasis and take prasadam along with them and all that. Even though Srila Prabhupada lived with Dr. Mishra, the disciples, they were describing, they were friendly. At the same time, Prabhupada would always chastise Dr. Mishra. Prabhupada was living in his house, he didn't have anything, but Prabhupada would not tolerate. So they had an Ananda Ashram near New York, then that time Srila Prabhupada would speak. And first this Dr. Mishra would speak, and then later on Srila Prabhupada would speak, condemn his philosophy. Whatever he would speak, Prabhupada would contradict and defeat his philosophy. So the disciples used to get bewildered. What is this? So one thing they understood, Swamiji is a personalist. So Prabhupada actually, when Mukunda Prabhu and all, they were accompanying Srila Prabhupada. So first visit, they came to one conclusion, that Swamiji is a personalist, so we should hate Mayavad philosophy. That is their conclusion. So Srila Prabhupada was not afraid. Then Dr. Mishra, then later on, he banned Srila Prabhupada from speaking. Then he would only, Prabhupada would go and give lead kirtans and all. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahmarudradi Daivataha Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. So also, one who considers Lord Narayana on level with great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed among non-believers. They are known as Pashandis. Right? So that is why devotees, we should be very careful not to associate with Mayavadis, Buddhists, atheistic people. We should avoid them like poison, even if one is one's own relative. Right? So one should be very careful. So one more thing Srila Prabhupada stresses on this. What is the goal of a sannyasi? What is the goal of a sannyasi? Right? So sometime back in BI, I used to have work one friend. So suddenly I met him in Zurich temple. And then he was surprised to see me in Zurich temple. And then he gave one book, to my dear friend Ram Rup Das, So Leela Purushottam Prabhu. One very nice book he presented me, that is on Srila Prabhupada pastimes. I was reading it, and then when I opened the book, I said, where is this Leela Purushottam Prabhu? Not met a long time. Then he is here. What a coincidence, like that. So in this book, there is one Gopal Chandra Ghosh, he was narrating his experiences with Srila Prabhupada when he used to live in Radha Damodar temple. So that time, once Gopal Chandra Ghosh, he was actually Vaishnava Research Institute, he was working at that time, when Mool Prakriti Mataji met him. And so he was narrating how his experience with Srila Prabhupada. That time Prabhupada did not take sannyas, he was Vanaprastha. So one day, every day, Srila Prabhupada, he was a very famous sadhu in Vrindavan. Everybody knew about him. All the Vrajavasis, they fondly remember, oh, that Babaji, that Baba, who would always chant Hare Krishna. If you read that book, this is the experience of all the devotees who met Srila Prabhupada. Oh, that Baba, he would always chant Hare Krishna. So this is mentioned in the purport. The goal of sannyasi, Vaishnava sannyasi, is to always chant Hare Krishna. Right? So, one day, he used to go, this Gopal Chandra Ghosh Prabhu, he used to go to meet Srila Prabhupada at the time in Radha Damodar temple. So one day Srila Prabhupada was ill, little bit. He is having fever and all. So he covered his, himself with a shawl and, sweater and all that. So he said, Baba, what happened? You are not well? Yeah, little bit fever and all that. So I was taking some medicine like that. So next day, he went to meet him. So he found Srila Prabhupada a very happy and joyful mood. Then he was surprised. Baba, what happened? Yesterday you were ill and you were looking very sad. And today you are looking very joyful and happy. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, Yeah, yesterday one very wonderful thing happened. He said, actually I was looking very sad, thinking, how will I execute the order of my spiritual master? How will I translate all these books? Then my spiritual master, my Gurudeva, appeared in my dream. Then he told me that you work like Narottam Das Thakur, you work like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, all the blessings are on you. Like that. So that's why today I'm very happy. Like that. All that fever and all is gone. Right? So one more time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and then when Gopal Chandra Ghosh Prabhu, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada in Radha Damodar temple, then Prabhupada was chanting and shedding tears, then Gopal Chandra Ghosh asked Srila Prabhupada, Baba, what is the vishesh today? What is so special? Today you are looking very ecstatic. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, yesterday very wonderful thing happened. I said, what? I saw one Baba with wearing kopin, but his eyes are like, blooming lotus petals. And he was chanting constantly. And one more Baba I saw. He was very tall and a little bit older. And another Baba I saw, he's a younger one. They all came and blessed me. I said, what? Then he said, who are they? Oh, they are Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. And they told me that, Baba, you do this work, we are with you. You know, so now I am very happy like that. So later on, one day, Srila Prabhupada, after that, you know, he saw one day, Prabhupada took sannyas, and then he came for Madhukari. So when actually Prabhupada took sannyas, on that day, Akichan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, you know, he was very expert in singing bhajans and all. So when Prabhupada was taking sannyas, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was singing bhajans, but Srila Prabhupada stopped him and told him, you chant Hare Krishna. Then Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj later on was telling, I knew that Bhaktivedanta Prabhu will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world because he has so much intense attachment for chanting Hare Krishna like that. So then later on, this Gopal Chandra Ghosh Prabhu was saying that later one day, even in the middle of the summer, when he was going on the bank of Keshi Ghat, so he saw Srila Prabhupada in the island of Yamuna. You know, like Yamuna sometimes dries up a little bit, and then you can walk, and then there is a sand. Then Srila Prabhupada, he made a hill of sand, and then he put his danda, you know, danda in that hill, and then he was, you know, chanting and dancing and making, you know, circumambulation of that hill. And then he was completely in ecstasy. And then another time, one more time also, he saw Srila Prabhupada. And then Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, Babu, Swamiji, what are you doing? You know, then Prabhupada replied, you know, I am chanting and dancing on the bank of Yamuna. You know, so this is every time, anybody would meet Srila Prabhupada, one thing they would find, he is always chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah? He was always chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So, when Srila Prabhupada went to America and then he came back in 1971 to Vrindavan, all the local Brajavasis, they felicitated Srila Prabhupada. So that time, Srila Prabhupada spoke that, you know, holy name is the everything. One thing I forgot to tell. So, Prabhupada told him, Gopal Chandra Ghosh Prabhu, that, you know, always chant Hare Krishna. When you wake up, please chant Hare Krishna. When you going to the sleep, you please chant Hare Krishna. Always depend on Krishna. Always serve Lord Krishna. Always love Krishna, who is your Ishta Deva. Like that, he instructed Gopal Chandra Ghosh. Then later on he was saying that I followed Srila Prabhupada's instruction to chant in all the time. And Srila Prabhupada told him, this Nama Prabhu will save you. You know, please depend on Lord, holy name of the Lord. Then this is my own experience that this Nama Prabhu has saved me all the time. So when Srila Prabhupada came back to Vrindavan, and the local Brajavasis, then mayor and all that, they felicitated Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada said, all this is success is because, you know, of holy name, of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Whatever success I got, you know, because of the chanting the holy names of the Lord. And if you chant the holy names of the Lord, you don't have to do anything. Yeah? And some of the devotees, after the lecture, they asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, do you mean to say that if you simply chant Hare Krishna, that is enough, and we don't have to do any puja or any other bhajan and all that? Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, this is a seed. Holy name is the seed. Just like a farmer puts the seeds, you know, and then he plows, then the big vriksha will come out. But the origin is the seed. In the same way, holy name is the seed. Then if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, everything will come. Everything will come. Then he gave a example that Haridas Thakur, he simply chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra in front of that prostitute, and that prostitute's heart has changed, and then she gave up everything to she gave all her belongings to Haridas Thakur, and she became a sannyasini. So like that, Srila Prabhupada invocated the intense faith in the holy names of the Lord. Right? So this is the experience of all the devotees. One more time, there is one Hridayananda Das Babaji, who used to live just next building next building to Radha Damodar temple where Prabhupada used to stay. Every day night, he would hear somebody crying, in the middle of the night, somebody crying, Then one day on full moon day, he was wondering, who is crying like this every day in the middle of the night? Then, he got up, and then he saw through the window. There, in the courtyard of Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Srila Prabhupada, in the middle of the night, he took a broom and he was brooming the whole Samadhi area. And he was crying, "Oh Rupa, oh Sanatana, Guru Maharaj, please give me your blessings. I am a fallen person. Please give me your blessings." And he was crying loudly, like that. And then later on when Srila Prabhupada went to America and actually when Mula Prakriti Mataji went and asked him, do you know Srila Prabhupada? Have you met him before? So as soon as he heard the name of Srila Prabhupada and that Babaji Maharaj, he started crying, it seems. Then he said, "I have never seen a sadhu like that in a whole of Vrindavan. And then I have never seen somebody who is so practiced, so perfectly and always chanting Hare Krishna." Like that. Then he was narrating that only because of his intense Shraddha in holy name and because of very strict practice of sadhana, he could achieve all these things. So like that. So then then that's why Srila Prabhupada, he was very successful in the preaching the holy names of the Lord. That is why when he went to America also. So when he was living in the lower east side, he was surrounded by all these hippies and all that, bohemians, acid heads, all drug addicts, LSD, this, that, So many of them, they used to come and ask, Srila Prabhupada, do you think taking LSD can produce ecstasy? Right? Once Saigiri Prabhu asked, "Have you heard of LSD? It's a psychedelic drug that comes like a pill, and if you take it, you can get religious ecstasies. Do you think this can help my spiritual life?" Srila Prabhupada replied, "You don't need to take anything for your spiritual life. Your spiritual life is already there." Right? So this Prabhupada actually later on he commented, this Timothy Leary and his friend, they have actually started this LSD revolution. And they had a farm also in Millbrook near New York. And sometimes they also would join the kirtans in 22nd Avenue. Like that. So one day they all came and they also started, they took part in the kirtan. So later on, they asked about these LSD drugs. Right? So Srila Prabhupada replied that, these drugs were not required for spiritual life, that they could not produce spiritual consciousness. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, consciousness will be revived. And if you take the drugs, this your consciousness will be covered. That is why we don't need to take any of these drugs. Then this Millsbrook leader asked, "Have you taken drugs? Have you taken drugs?" Srila Prabhupada replied, "I did not take. I did not even take chai and coffee. I did not even take chai and coffee in my whole life." Then that leader asked, then ridiculing way, that if you have not taken, how do you know? They have felt that they cornered Srila Prabhupada. Then some of these guys, accompanying, they also laughed. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, "I have not taken, but my disciples have taken." Now they have given up. now they have given up these drugs and all. Then, see, Hai Griva, you tell? Have you taken? "Yes, Prabhupada, I used to take LSD very heavily. But I have given up." Then Prabhupada said, "You narrate your experience. Narrate your experience." And he said, you know, I used to take a lot of drugs and all. But once you take drugs, for some time, you know, you are on high. But later on, you have to come down. Just like then he quoted Srila Prabhupada's example. You take a spaceship and then you go into the space. After some time, you have to come down. You know. But chanting Hare Krishna, you can go only higher and higher up. You know, you don't have to come down. Then everybody, ah, Hari Bol. You know, like that. So later on, Haigriva Prabhu, Umapati Prabhu and all, Umapati Prabhu was commenting to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, Krishna consciousness is so nice, no? You just go, get higher and higher and you don't come down. Like that. Yes, Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, you know. So based on this conversation only, they made a flyer, you know, stay high forever, no more coming down. And then they extolled the glories of Krishna consciousness. And they were distributing the, you know, these pamphlets and all that, you know, these hippies, among hippies and all. So later on, all of you know, one day Srila Prabhupada said, we will chant Hare Krishna, you know. They were, all these hippies, you know, they were coming and they got initiated and they were chanting, you know. But they are very shy, you know, like that. They are not even shaved up, like that. So one day Srila Prabhupada declared, tomorrow, Sunday, we will go to the park and chant Hare Krishna publicly. Right? Then they were publicly chanting. So they would never you know, disobey. They are very faithful disciples of Srila Prabhupada. I said, okay. They all took. That time, they didn't have any, even a mrudanga also. Bongo. Prabhupada used to play bongo. Right? Like that. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada actually, then they all assembled. So, in this Tompkinson Square Park, you know, it's a frequented by many of these hippies and Puerto Ricans and Ukrainians and all that, you know. So, they arranged a mat and they sat on that and they started chanting Hare Krishna. Meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada walked in and then he started, you know, offering, you know, Vandeham, Shri Guru, Shri Tapadakamalam, and then he started chanting Hare Krishna, you know, playing the bongo and all that. And then it created a revolution, you know, all the people, they joined, and some of them, all these hippies, you know, they were very artistic and all, so some are playing flute, and some are, you know, playing drums, and some are playing, you know, guitar, and they all joined, and there was a, you know, meanwhile, Helen Ginsberg and his friend, he also joined, and he's a famous guy, you know, and the New York Times and all, they interviewed him and all that, and Helen Ginsberg said, you know, we are taking part in the religious, you know, function, don't disturb me now. You know, later on, you know, so then they also joined Hare Krishna. And there's a tumultuous, you know, kirtan going on. And all the hippies, you know, they also joined and they started dancing. Then meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada indicated, you know, you should dance. You know, and then Brahmananda Prabhu and Achyutananda Prabhu, they are the first ones to get up and start dancing. You know, Srila Prabhupada replied, yeah, this Brahmananda, he's like my own son. He's the one, you know, who first started dancing. Right? He was very fond of Brahmananda Prabhu. Like, Brahmananda Prabhu was saying, Swamiji's told me, unless he tells me to sit again, it'll be an offense. So that's why I was chanting for 1.5 hours, you know, dancing, you know, like that. So Srila Prabhupada, the later on finished, kirtan finished, and then Prabhupada gave a small talk, that, you know, that there are three platforms, sensual, mental and intellectual, you know. But above them is a spiritual platform. So, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is on the spiritual platform. And those who chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, they actually can remain on the spiritual platform, not to come back, come down again, like that. Then later on, then it was a big hit, you know. then some of the hippies and all girls, and they accompanied Srila Prabhupada back to the 22nd Avenue. Then they asked Srila Prabhupada, one girl, she was asking, I chant Hare Krishna, but when I chant, I see some red light and some buzzing sound, you know, I feel that I am God and all that. So Srila Prabhupada replied, you continue to chant Hare Krishna, they will disappear. You know. Then one more girl, she asked, what the chanting produces? You know. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, chanting produces chanting. You know, chanting produces chanting. Like that. So later on, when Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, not this our Ravindra Swarup, this is another first Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he is the first one to bloop in his con, right? he, when he was walking by, he, in one of the clubs, he called, hey, come here, have you seen, the East Village other, you know, like in New York Times also they reported. And then they have written very nice article about this chanting, and they published the full Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, they published the full Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Prabhupada was very pleased. Whatever they wrote, it's okay. But they have published the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whoever they would read, they would chant Hare, they would also read Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will get purified. Right? Then this is a newspaper. It's the biggest newspaper, largest circulating newspaper among the hippies and other people, you know, like all these drug people only, they were only publishing this newspaper. And they report all drug scene and where the drugs are available, this, that, you know, all that. And they put an article, huge article on this. They said, you have seen that boy, you know, from the club, you know. He called, hey, come here. Have you seen? There is an article about you, Hare Krishna's. Then immediately took that and he ran. Prabhupada, Swamiji. See, I have seen this. Then there is a article, you know. They put in a, you know, headlines. Save Earth now. And below, full Hare Krishna mantra was published. Umapati Prabhu, he complained, oh Swamiji, you are saving the earth. Prabhu said, yes, by the grace of Krishna. We are trying. You know, like that. And then Prabhu was very happy. And then Haigiri Prabhu, then they wrote in a very nice article, you know, that very interesting, you know, that it was a group of, you know, a theologians. Once they had a meeting. And then they had killed one person and they buried and they declared that God is dead now. God is dead now. Right? But some people, they did not believe. How is it possible that God can be dead? And they went and, you know, exhumed the body again. You know, they found out it's not God. You know, it is the PR of God. You know, a man that is organized religion. No, organized, they didn't like, you know, organized religion, going to church and all that. No, they're rebellious. And they said, so this, but God is, where is God? Where is God? Okay, that PR man was dead, but where is God? You know, then Martin Luther King and Ronald Reagan, they put a big ad in New York Times that, you know, asking about the whereabouts of God. You know? So some people have commented, oh, God now has entered LSD. You know, like that. But here comes a Swami who is a 70-year-old man from India. And he had the toughest mission in his life, you know, preaching to Bohemians, acid heads, LSD addicts, heroin addicts, you know, atheists. And he convinced all these people, you know, I know the way to God. You know, I know how to go to God. You know, oh, how? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Like this. Prabhupada was so happy. You know, very good. Save this article. You know, like that. They published a photograph. You know, where you see Prabhupada putting his hand on his head. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada has shown to the world, you know, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you know, what we can achieve. Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna, You don't have to do anything else. You know, anything else. Like Dr. OBL Kapoor, he asked Prabhupada, Abhay Babu, you are a chemist. You know, Prabhupada was an expert chemist. You are a chemist. Do you know some formula, chemical formula, how to love, how to achieve love of Krishna, how to achieve love of God? Right? So Prabhupada replied, yes, I know, even though I have not achieved it yet, but I know the formula. Right? So Dr. OBL Kapoor asked, oh, what is that formula? Please tell me, please tell me. Prabhupada said, you know, Trunadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahisnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtani Sadahari. This is a chemical formula for attaining love of Krishna. Right? So this is the goal of a sannyasi. Always chant Hare Krishna. You know, always chant Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas, you know, after taking accepting sannyas in Katwa, he requested Mukunda to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur writes, this in the order of sannyasi life, the performance of dancing, singing and playing of musical instruments is prohibited. You know, is prohibited. So, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Mukunda to chant Hare Krishna, you know, because he said, in order to avoid, you know, mundane music and all, you know, one should better to chant Hare Krishna. Also, in the acceptance of sannyas, in the form of renouncing bad association to worship the Lord, these three activities are not prohibited. If somebody is using these activities, you know, singing, dancing and instruments, you know, in the service of Krishna, then they can be accepted. Right? And then to check mundane kirtans, like that. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced the whole night that day. Whole night. Whole night they chanted. Then he was roaring like, when he was roaring like 10 million lions. When 10 million lions come together and roar, that much sound he was producing. Hari, 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 like that. Then meanwhile, Kesava Bharati, he was looking at him stunned. You know, because Kesava Bharati is the one who gave sannyas diksha to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Yeah, embraced him. Then as soon as, like, Vivekananda, when appeared, came before Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna embraced Vivekananda. Right? So after that he started crying. He said, what happened? Abhi Vivekananda ko pura knowledge de diya maine. Mere paas kuch nahi hai. Prabhupada was laughing, you know, once in one conversation. It's not like that. When Lord Chaitanya embraced Kesava Bharati merged in love of Krishna. You know? Then, meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya, he threw away his danda and kamandalu. You know? Means, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments, he was showing indifference to these, you know, sannyasi, you know, forms like kamandalu and danda. Then he was, you know, chanting and dancing like that. Then Kesava Bharati also started chanting and dancing. So meanwhile, Kesava Bharati was so much merged in love of Krishna. He also threw away his sannyasi cloth, threw away his danda, and threw away his kamandalu. You know. So when all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Chaitanya bestowed his causeless mercy on Kesava Bharati, they also, you know, chanted Hari Hari like that. You know, they were very happy that, you know, even Kesava Bharati was bestowed love of Krishna, and then all the people who have seen, you know, Lord Chaitanya and Kesava Bharati and all of the devotees, you know, chanting and dancing immediately after sannyas of Lord Chaitanya, they were also merged in love of Krishna, like that. They like that whole night they chanted, and then after at the dawn, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sought permission from Kesava Bharati. I want to go to Vakreshwara, you know, to the west of, you know, that place. Keshabharati said, please, I also want to come with you. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay. Other day somebody was saying, you know, we should always walk ahead of sadhu. But actually, here it is mentioned that one should always walk behind a sadhu. So Lord Chaitanya was walking behind Keshabharati. Govinda was walking behind Lord Chaitanya. And then Nityananda, Mukunda and others, they were walking along with Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya requested Chandrasekhar Acharya, you are like my father. Please go and inform all the Navadvipasis that I am going to the forest. You know. So Chandrasekhar Acharya, when he heard this, he immediately felt so much pain and then separation. Then he fell unconscious. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, even though he fell unconscious and feeling great separation, he was still alive because that is the mercy of the Lord. Like that. Then all the Katvavasis, you know, they were actually accompanying Lord Chaitanya, you know, into the forest. Yeah, all the Katvavasis, like that. Then Lord Chaitanya, after some time, he requested that, so do not give up, then, Sabe Gruhe Yaha Giya Laha Krishna Nam Sabara Hauka Krishna Chandra Dhana Pran. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them that may Krishna Chandra become your wealth and life. May your bodies be filled with the mellows of love desired by personalities like Brahma, Shiva and Sukadeva. Like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed all these devotees of Katva. You please go back. Now you don't accompany me. Now you always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And make your life Krishna as your dhan. Right? Now people usually they make all these currencies, gold, silver, vehicles, you know, land, all this their wealth as their wealth. But Mahaprabhu said, make Krishna as your wealth. You know, then he will actually, then Krishna will bless you with the ecstasies, mellows that are desired by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Sukadeva Goswami. Like that. So later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking towards, suddenly he said, I will go to, then he entered Radha Desha. It's also known as, this is 16 miles west of Ahmadpura, and this Ahmadpura is 111 miles away from Calcutta. So it's called Radha Desha, others also is known as Rashtra Desha. Right? Rashtra Desha. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will go there. Vakreshwara Mahadev is there. I will go there. So this Vakreshwara Mahadev is also a Shaktipit. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur mentions that this Shaktipit is when Sati Devi committed suicide, Lord Shiva took the body of Sati Devi and started dancing. Then Lord Vishnu was afraid that by this dancing he would destroy the whole world. That's why he cut the body of Sati Devi into many pieces. So wherever these pieces fell, they are known as Shaktipit. Right? This Vaishnava Devi and Durga Devi in Vijayawada, in many places. So this is also one of the Shaktipits, like that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go there. So actually his main aim was to, because this Rashtra Desh, Radha Desh, was never experienced these holy names of the Lord chanting and dancing. So all the people who had seen Lord Chaitanya chanting and dancing, they also became ecstatic and they also started chanting and dancing. Then he stayed in one village, in one Brahmana's house, and all the devotees, they were sleeping. And then in the middle of the night, he got up and went away. Right? And all the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu and all, they were searching for Mahaprabhu. Where is he? Where is he? Then how did they know, you know that? When Lord Chaitanya, he was actually sitting on a vacant land, you know, and then he was crying, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, like that. So this crying was audible 2 miles away. So when they heard the sound of crying of Lord Chaitanya, they could understand, yeah, this side, this way. So by hearing the crying sounds of Lord Chaitanya, they traced Lord Chaitanya and like that. Then suddenly, Lord Chaitanya said, I am not going to Vakreshwara. Right? He said, I will go to east. Then he started walking towards the east. Right? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he was going, and then he said, for last 2-3 days, I could not hear the holy name only. So, better I will give up my body. When Lord Jagannath threw away Ramanujacharya very far, he came and fell in Kurmakshetra. So when he got up, he had a vow that, when I wake up, unless I have darshan of Lord Vishnu's temple, I won't eat and leave. So he said, I will give up my life. Because where is Lord Jagannath, Right in the middle of the night, Lord Jagannath took him and threw him away. And then he came and fell in Kurmakshetra. Then later on, some devotees told, no, Kurma Bhagwan is there, only Kurma temple is there in the whole world. Kurma Avatar temple is there, you go. Right? Now it is very nicely renovated by one Andhrawala only, but he is a businessman in Mumbai. Last time when I went, I met him. He spent around 25-30 lakh rupees and renovated the temple, and very nicely done. It can go very nice this time, everybody. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, I am not hearing the holy name only, I will give up my body. What is the use of keeping my body if I can't hear the holy names of the Lord? Then, meanwhile, one boy, he started, chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Mahaprabhu ran towards him. He said, oh, you saved my life, you saved my life. Then Mahaprabhu asked, oh, thank God, after 2 days I am hearing somebody chanting Hare Krishna. Then he asked that boy, how far is the Ganga from here? Then he said, just 2-3 hours if you walk, you will get Ganga. Right? Then immediately Mahaprabhu said, I will go to Ganga and take bath. Then he was so eager to take darshan of Ganga. And then because all the he was walking very fast, and all the other devotees, they were not able to catch up with Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu took Lord Nityananda and he ran towards Ganga and then he took bath. Then he offered prayers that, Premarasa Swarupa Tomara Divya Jala Shivase Tomara Tatva Janena Sakala. He said, your divine water is a manifestation of ecstatic love. Your glories are known to Lord Shiva only. Sakrit Tamara Namakarle Shravana Tara Vishnu Bhakti Haya Ki Puna Bhakshana. He said, one attains devotional service to Lord Vishnu simply by hearing your name even once. And what to speak of drinking water. Right? Kita Pakshi Kukura Shragala Yadi Haya Tatapi Tumara Yadi Nikate Vashaya Tatapi Tahara Yata Bhagyera Mahima Anyatrera Kotishwara Nahe Tarasama. The good fortune of a wealthy person who lives elsewhere cannot be equated with the good fortune of insects, birds, dogs or jackals that reside near you. So when Lord Chaitanya, the originator of Lord Ganga, Mother Ganga, he is offering prayers to Mother Ganga. Mother Ganga became very embarrassed. What are you doing? Like that. Like once, one devotee was explaining that I mentioned Sri Hridayanandas Babaji Maharaj. Sometimes he used to do some sevas for Srila Prabhupada. So he used to clean and all that. So Srila Prabhupada, one day there are cobwebs. So he cleaned them all. Then all the spiders, they were crawling around. So meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada came. And then he looked at spiders and then he looked little angrily at this boy, Hridayananda Babaji. Then he understood, did I do wrong? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you know, why did you disturb? You know, we are actually newcomers to Vrajadham. You know, they are all, you know, since generations they are living in Vrajadham. So they are more fortunate than us. So we should not disturb. simply kill, you know. One more time, Srila Prabhupada was there. One boy, he used to bring milk for Srila Prabhupada. So that time, this Radha Damodar temple and all was surrounded by forest. It's not so developed and all. The Prabhupada rooms also are not pakka built and all. You know, it's lot of trees and they used to small plants and all. They used to grow up only. So there is not cemented and all that. So one day Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room and chanting. So when this boy came to give milk to Srila Prabhupada, and then that time Prabhupada was chanting, and the tears were flowing incessantly from the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. Then he was just waiting, you know, when he would open his eyes, so that, because he didn't want to disturb him. So meanwhile, there are many insects were crawling towards Srila Prabhupada, and one of them was a scorpion. You know, then that scorpion started, you know, crawling towards Srila Prabhupada. Then this boy could not wait. Then, Baba, wake up. You know, scorpion. And then Prabhupada opened his eyes. And then Prabhupada's eyes are full of tears. Then he looked at the scorpion. Should I kill? The boy asked Srila Prabhupada. No, he is also a Vrajavasi. Don't disturb him. And then the scorpion went away. So, like that. So, like this, I narrated pastimes of two great sannyasis, Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. So their main mood was always chant Hare Krishna. Right? So the entire purport, Srila Prabhupada was talking about this only. Always chant Hare Krishna, and then not to become envious of Krishna. You know. So then, by Sankirtan Yajna, without Narayana or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. So those who want peace, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, all the evil things will run away. So we should become addicted to chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Sometimes, many times, Srila Prabhupada would say, what is this, you know, time pass, you know. Like once Srila Prabhupada was very angry in one temple because of some mismanagement during DT installation. And then Prabhupada was very disturbed. And then one hippie came and please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You know, he told Srila Prabhupada. And then everybody looked, you know, what Prabhupada would say. You know, he is telling, you know, Pondaracharya of ISKCON, you know, please chant Hare Krishna. Why are you angry? That boy came and, why are you so angry? Please chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be all right. Prabhupada took out his bead bag and started chanting Hare Krishna. Hari bol, Hare Krishna. Kirantra Srimad Bhagatam ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki. Any questions, comments? Okay, no questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.